100. Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution,
oh,
then
right.
You can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Excellent as ever. Well, as we're frequently saying, the one great thing about Stennis Gore's nutritional supplement features is that they help you cope with life in all sorts of ways. And now, possibly coming from a building site, no, only kidding, it's just he's got the various building construction engineers taking part opposite his home at present, so you might hear a few drills and a few pneumatic scenarios coming through. We're delighted to welcome the joy that is Dennis the Chemist. Dennis, welcome.
Good morning.
Excellent.
Well, looking through the newspapers the last few days, there's so many factors which seem to be affecting our health. I'll run through some of them, and then, as usual, I will relate it to how we, the public, can help to maintain good health, even with the adversary of so many things attacking us. So, what things are attacking the modern human now? Well, here's a little headline. Bang goes the fun. Popping party balloons harms hearing. And they go on to compare at a children's party. If you prick a balloon at a party, or you blow up the balloon till it bursts, when you blow up a balloon, scientists in Alberta, the University of Alberta, they measured how many decibels a ruptured balloon is. When you blow it up and up and up, then it pops. And it's actually louder than a 12-gauge shotgun going off. It's actually 168 decibels. And safety experts recommend that we are not exposed to noises louder than 140 decibels. So in the journal Canadian Audiologists, it said, it's amazing how loud balloons are. Even one exposure could be considered potentially unsafe to hearing for both children and adults. Nobody would let their child shoot something that loud without hearing protection. But balloons don't cross people's minds. So there's something we're learning. If you blow a balloon up till it explodes, it's louder than a shotgun. What else have we got? A headline here. Cruise ship air is 60 times filthier than fresh sea breeze. The article says that cruise ship passengers could be exposed to pollution levels that are up to 60 times higher than fresh air. Scientists measured the air quality on board a ship leaving Marseille. They found the concentration of ultrafine particles was up to 20 times worse than in the city centres of port cities, including Barcelona, Hamburg and Venice. Levels were tested at various points on the cruise liner, with the sun deck and the jogging lane on the top deck found to have the highest concentrations of pollutants during one 50-minute reading. An average of 60,000 particles per cubic centimetre were recorded, compared to 1 to 2,000 in the fresh sea breeze. So what else can we jump to? Will drivers be handed £3,500 to ditch their dirty diesels? This is a similar vein of discussion about the air we're breathing. And the headline reads on to say, motorists could be given up to £3,500 to swap their old diesel vehicle for cleaner alternatives. The radical plan, which would cost billions if adopted across the country, would involve financial incentives for low-income homes and businesses to use greener form of transport. It would see van drivers given £3,500 towards the cost of a cleaner model, while poorer families could receive £2,000 to spend on alternative transport. It's all to do, they're now saying that the diesel fumes, contrary to what we were told when diesel was being pushed not that long ago, I think it was about 2007, people were saying that diesel was cheaper and that it was safer. But now, unfortunately, we know that the diesel fumes break down into little particulates, little black bits, which can lodge in your lungs and can lodge in other parts of your body. So this is another thing to maintain good health we will have to be thinking about. Another headline, nearly half of work absence is due to job-related stress. Work-related stress accounts for 45% of work absence due to ill health, claimed a report published by the Health and Safety Executive last year. The study, which used data gathered from GPs, found that difficult interpersonal relationships was the second greatest cause, 26%, for work-triggered mental health. That last one, the stress, bringing you now into the context of health food supplements to help maintain good health. And in particular, the company called PharmaNord, a Danish company, where, under Danish regulations in Denmark, all firms making health food products have to make the products to pharmaceutical standards. And I came across this range of products from this company, PharmaNord, about 25 years ago, when I'd been to America and I'd met one of the world authorities on the mineral, the use of the mineral selenium. Most of you will have heard of iron for anemia as a supplement, and you will have heard of calcium to give you strong bones, and zinc helps your immune system. But this word selenium It's actually the world's rarest mineral, and Great Britain has got the lowest levels of selenium in the world. It just happened when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago. The whole of Europe, and in particular England, have got very low levels of selenium, which is needed to make 25 pathways in your body. And harping back to the fumes that I just mentioned, from petrol fumes and in particular diesel fumes, because we're low in selenium, one of the jobs that selenium does is it actually traps to make it much less likely to cause ill health. It traps substances like mercury and cadmium, and cadmium is involved in the fumes from exhaust, and mercury, we know, is still used for amalgam fillings in dental work. And therefore, when you take a selenium supplement, the tablet is called Seleno Precise. It costs about 10p a day, so it's not expensive. It actually traps mercury, cadmium in your body and greatly reduces its chance of damaging you. So, coming back to the PharmaNord products, in that headline, nearly half of work absence is due to job-related stress. Of course, there will be many ways of trying to remove job-related stress. But coming back to a natural substance to help our nervous system is another mineral, magnesium. Now, I think most of you will have heard the name magnesium along with the calcium and iron and zinc. But probably you don't know that magnesium is used by the human body in more pathways than any other mineral. Selenium is in 25 different pathways. So when you take a BioSeleno Precise tablet from the PharmaNord range of products, you can then make 25 pathways. Selenium P protects your liver, the K1 your kidney, the M1 protects your muscle, and the N1 protects your nerves. Thioreductase selenium, that protects your heart, and for your thyroid gland to work properly, or if you're on a little thyroxine tablet, if you've got an underactive thyroid, then you need to make from selenium a substance which will convert the thyroxine, which we call T4, into the active form, T3. And the word which does the conversion, which needs selenium, and you'll hear me allude to selenium in the long name, and here it is, here's the one word which converts your thyroxine made in your thyroid gland in your neck from the T4 to the active T3 form to help you stop being tired, depressed, and overweight. That's what can happen. Excuse me, in an underactive thyroid. So the long word is selenoiodothyronine-deiodinase. But you can't make much of that. If you haven't got the first bit of the word seleno, you need selenium. So selenium is in 25 pathways, and you can buy BioSelenium Precise. PharmaNord even make a tablet combining selenium with zinc. Zinc is in 200 pathways. That tablet is called BioSelenium with zinc. The third one of the range, which I wanted to mention in the context of stress, where it says half the workforce absence is due to job-related stress, there's an amazing paper I only read recently. It's very comprehensive paper. It was written by a doctor in 2009, which is 8 years ago. And it's discussing something that I've been selling for years. And this paper was extolling the virtues of taking a tablet made of magnesium. The tablet by the PharmaNord company is called, like all their range, begins with bio. So it's called Bio-Magnesium. Now, here's the interesting thing about the nervous system. There are 325 different pathways in the human body. Different pathways, listeners, that you need magnesium in order to carry out these pathways. Magnesium is very prominent in being used to maintain a healthy nervous system. Now, we are low in magnesium. When you eat white flour, where the flour, the wholemeal flour, has been, for want of a word, doctored, when you eat white flour, they take a lot of the goodness out. In particular, you can lose up to 70% of your magnesium, this mineral that we need, and which is in 325 pathways, and many of them are revolving the nervous system. So magnesium, some of the pathways are helping the heart. So people have found, and it's in the notes and in the books on magnesium, that it can help to tone down rapid heartbeats and palpitations. It's also, we have many wonderful medicines now to help people with the problem called epilepsy. But years ago, before the drugs were discovered, when you read books from that era, people used to give high doses of magnesium. There was a book by a very famous lady, her name Adele Davis. You can still buy her book. I'm not sure whether it's in print, but you can get second-hand copies if you go on the internet. And the book is called Let's Get Well. Let's Get Well by Adele Davis. And in that book, there's a whole chapter written 50 years ago all about the wonders of magnesium. And here am I, 50 years later, extolling the virtues of magnesium. And in those days, they used to give a high-dose magnesium to help address the problem of epilepsy. And now there are modern medicines, but we can still learn a lot from the use of magnesium. For example, in migraine sufferers, there are modern medicines now to help migraine sufferers. And when people have very bad migraine, the doctor can prescribe, besides tablets, they may be too bad with the migraine to even swallow a tablet. It may be involved their migraine, may make them feel sick, and they may be even be vomiting. So therefore, they can inject themselves with an injection. They get a prescription with a box of injections, and they can inject themselves to abort a terrible migraine. But if you give a high dose of magnesium, for example, this Bio-Magnesium tablet by PharmaNord, on the box it says, take one or two a day. You can actually take up to four tablets a day. Occasionally, the only side effect you may get is loose bowels, but you could always reduce the dose if that happened. I actually sold a box of Bio-Magnesium to a young woman who was only 6.5 stone. She was 5'1". She'd come in for a prescription for the injections to abort migraines. She asked me, could she go into the consultation room as I handed her the box of injections. She wanted to inject herself because her migraine was so bad. She felt she would bang her head on the wall. That's how bad it felt. So I said, of course. She went in. She injected herself. She came out after 15 minutes. She said, thanks, I'm feeling much better. I mentioned this story about migraine. I said, it may be worth trying taking magnesium on a regular basis. I told her on the box of biomagnesium, it says take one or two a day. And I know from hearing lectures from experts, you can go up to four tablets a day and you may get a loose bowel, a loose motion. So she bought a box. When she came back 3 or 4 weeks later to get more, she announced, I haven't had one migraine and I never even got any diarrhea, any loose bowels. So magnesium is a relaxing substance. It will help you sleep better and it will help you feel calm during the day. And that's why I was mentioning it when it said nearly half of work absence is due to job-related stress, says this study. I mean, I'm reading it out. Due to job-related stress, half of work absence. Can you imagine? There will be people in stressful jobs who may have stressful colleagues that they're working with, or stressful bosses that they're working with, or people may be living with stressful husbands, stressful wives, stressful situations. And a little thing like taking a couple of tablets of biomagnesium can relax their nervous system, can help their nervous system to cope. And coping is another headline. This is in the Daily Mail today, Friday, February the 17th. I thought it's well worth reading. The headline by Victoria Allen, the science correspondent, on page 5. Forget mozzie candles. A spray will keep them at bay. As a pharmacist for 51 years, I've sold many different products to help people, whether they're in England or abroad from getting bitten from mosquitoes, which we know in some countries, a mosquito bite can lead to malaria, which still kills millions of people across the world. And so this article says, it is one of the biggest worries when going on a summer holiday, how to avoid mosquito bites. People have been using citronella candles. They've been using bracelets that blast out sonic waves. And there are hundreds of products that claim they can keep the insects away. But scientists say most of these don't work. And mosquito sprays really are the best solution, even if they are a bit pungent smelling. Researchers said that the ingredient, and I've seen this on the bottles and sprays that I've sold for years, this ingredient which you're to look for on the label is DEET, D-E-E-T, D-E-E-T, DEET, and it's found in many sprays. And these are this DEET, and it says PMD, which is in lemon eucalyptus oil. These two substances, DEET and PMD, which is found in lemon eucalyptus oil, are the most effective and longest lasting mosquito repellents currently available. It says candles don't do anything to put off the insects, according to the team from the New Mexico State University. While sonic devices designed to mimic the sound of a dragonfly to scare the mosquitoes away, They just don't work. Stacey Rodriguez, laboratory manager at the University of Said, she said that consumers need to be aware there are mosquito repellent products available that are ineffective. While the labels of many products make strong claims, some of them simply don't work. The team tested 5 wearable devices, 5 sprays, and a candle for 15 minutes each. A volunteer stood in front of a multi-compartment box in front of mosquitoes. These mosquitoes can carry Zika virus and dengue fever. When the volunteer stood 3 feet away with no protection, 89% of the mosquitoes moved into a compartment closer to them. The best spray, remember that's the DEET, saw just 29% do so, while the candles brought the insects forward, and a wearable sonic mosquito repellent saw 91% of the mosquitoes approach. So those wearable sonic electric battery operated gadgets, they're no good. And we can see the problem, that the candles are no good. So finally, writing in the Journal of Insect Science, the team said, we are not aware of any study showing mosquitoes can be repelled by sound waves. And so we consider these devices as the modern equivalent of snake oil. So, folks, that's very important. People will be going abroad and they'll be going to parts where they can get malaria. And if they're using the wrong things, they can end up with malaria. So remember, it's the DEET spray.
Dennis, we've got that sort of point absolutely sorted through now, and in fact in a few seconds time we're going to be speaking to TV psychologist, presenter and writer and commentator Emma Kenny to talk about how travel can be the secret to true happiness, which is extraordinary. You see, obviously your information was so vital that the workmen across the road kept quiet throughout, you see.
Amazing.
Exactly, you see, because they're all listening. That's the key thing.
And talking about safety, we must say that trampolining is so dangerous. Another article was the number of people with spinal injuries going on trampolines, especially when 2 or 3 people, kids, are bouncing together, crash into each other and damage their spine.
Well, that's for another routine, and I won't say anything like we'll bounce back next week to actually talk more about that and various other bits and pieces, because we've already had balloons bursting and so on. Dennis, will you return?
Magnesium and selenium, folks. That was today's message.
In association with pharmanord.co.uk. Dennis Gore, as ever, we salute you. See you next week.
Thank you.
Nothing is sacred. Why? Where did the bow break? It happened before. Another dream tonight. Maybe we can start again. Only the young can break away, break away. Lost when the wind blows on your own. Only the young can break away, break away. Lost when the wind blows on your own.
yes, only the young. Well, we're young at heart, and travel can be a way of actually opening minds, broadening minds, etc. It would seem that it's the secret of true happiness. Recent research commissioned by Booking.com shows that travel gives us such an emotional boost that 8 out of 10 people find happiness in just looking at a map and researching places to visit. Now, to address this and to provide some fantastic sage insights into the whole aspect, we're delighted to welcome ace TV psychologist, presenter, writer, and general all-round expert commentator, it's Emma Kenny. Good morning, Emma.
Well, what a lovely introduction. Thank you very much.
It's always a delight to connect with a good self, Emma, because, I mean, you know, people thought about looking at maps, but sometimes just looking at ekenny.co.uk on the website can create happiness.
That's it. Yeah. Absolutely. Effortless in that. That was amazing.
So let's move on to the focus of this particular piece. 70% of folks surveyed say that travel brings them more happiness than material possessions, and over two-thirds of us actually find happiness staying in a hotel, hostel, or villa. Is it something that's deep-rooted in our human psychology that actually, you know, it's the change that's as good as a rest, and actually, you know, we'd like to explore?
We do. I think that there's been a massive change in the way that we approach holidays, first day nowadays, because of the internet. Obviously, as you noted then, this is an online provider, so that's given people access to ridiculous opportunities. So when I was growing up, certainly we didn't have the economy, we didn't have the opportunity to just go and book a holiday. These days, everything is accessible, and people's adventures differ. So people like myself, we like to go and lie on a beach, for example, for 2 weeks, because that's what I need to do. But for many people, it could be going up to an igloo, spending time in a tree trail, you know, doing all of these amazing adventures that were once upon a time very exclusive or didn't really figure in our anticipatory ideas of what we were going to do for holidays. So I think the reason that holidays are so important is because work-life balance is so critical these days. You know, people are working very long hours, and they really think about how to spend money now, because people don't like being in debt, and rightly so. So the anticipation involved in planning holidays gives you a boost in itself. So when you're about looking at a map and it kind of boosting those feelings, actually, yeah, the research said that 77% of us get a real lift happiness-wise when we plan. And I guess that comes down to that anticipatory response that we have in our brain. You know, whenever we're planning something positive, whenever we think about it, it gives us a lift. So holidays don't just do that, because in the end we get to go on them. So it's that whole idea of anticipation and reward from feeling and thinking about that constantly, and then actually getting to go and have that relaxing break. Or, as I was saying, go and spend 2 weeks in an igloo. I don't know whatever fancy people fancy these days, but certainly the internet has made these kind of things very accessible. And whenever I get a few 5 minutes spare, I'm always online trying to think about a hot new place to go.
Well, I mean, again, it's that emotional boost that you mentioned. I mean, does it also tie in with things like delayed gratification, and actually that phenomenon of sort of, you know, just planning and thinking ahead? It's that positive visualization which helps us become, you know, it makes us feel better.
Absolutely. So it kind of comes into that as a delayed gratification, goal setting, all of these small achievable opportunities that we have, that we know when we get to do them, firstly, we actually experience it, but secondly, we get to feel good because we actually planned it and took control, and then the actual gratification that we get from, as you noted, waiting for it to occur, but enjoying the whole process of waiting for it to occur. And when you look at some of the stats, I mean, some of the stats were saying that, you know, 49% of people were saying they preferred it than getting married, going on holiday. It was more important to them. And I guess that's because a lot of times holidays come down to spending with your nearest and dearest, you know, people that you really love and care for. But secondly, having that downtime and escape from the world work, and also just treating yourself a little bit nicely. Because I think that these days we're so aware of economy and making sure that we don't overspend, that many of us kind of do that budgeting and save for a holiday and now can afford them because they're quite low priced, and then we can treat ourselves a little bit. So it's kind of rewarding yourself throughout that experience, as well as the break and the downtime that you receive. And I guess the other thing is that holidays have become as individual as the people who go on them. And again, I think that's changed a lot since the internet. I think that people now see that, you know, if you want to go on some crazy adventure trek, then you can do that. And you don't even have to be with a group of people. You can go and organise it on a singles position, because you can meet other people who want to do that with you. I think that that's blown away the original standard of what a holiday was considered, and it's why we feel so happy and excited by them, because they are as individual as we are.
Mm. And in terms of that balance between spontaneous, let's just do it now holidays and taking that mini break, and the meticulous planners who will actually make sure that everything is strategically laid out on the map and on the charts, etc., is there a kind of happy medium which you'd counsel actually keep the spontaneity, but at the end of the day, it's worthwhile doing a bit of planning as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I always think, I mean, I never used to be a great planner, but I plan now because I think that one of the amazing things about online sites like booking.com is that you can see people's reviews. And actually, that inspires me a lot more these days to listen to other people who've gone on holidays and the experiences that they've had, the trips they might have gone on, the things that have really worked out for them. And I kind of steal their ideas. And also, it guards against me being disappointed as well. And I think that's really good. I think that's a really important part, because the worst thing about a holiday is not being happy when you get there. And actually, one of the things that people report in this research is getting there and that sense of relief when it is as they wanted it to be. So I think that holidays on a balance level, I always think you should plan, because no matter where you're going, you don't want to be disappointed. But I do think spontaneity is wonderful. And sometimes, you know, if you're having a bad week and you think to yourself, I just want a night away with my husband or my children at a hotel, and you find this bargain basement price and then the reviews are great, then doing something like that's quite inspiring, because it means you've got the spontaneity without the worry. I always think you should plan a little bit. And on the other side of it, I think that if you're like me and you're very, very busy and you have quite a stressful life, not that I'm not happy, but you know, all those things are there. When I get those moments, for example, on the train, if I've got reception on the train, I will always be on an app looking at where I could go and what prices I can get them for. And I think that that just keeps that little, as you said earlier on, the anticipation, and therefore that delayed gratification of knowing I am going to get there and it is going to be great and I'm going to enjoy it and I have to wait and be patient, but that's okay because I've got something planned. And I think for anybody, if you're like me and your life's like that, you should try those kind of plans, because you don't have to actually go on it to receive the reward. It's just that whole premise of planning and goal setting.
As ever, Emma, you've provided that insight, which we knew you would. And although clearly we'd actually say booking.com is the go-to website to find out more details about the research and various other factors, I have to have another plug for ekenny.co.uk, simply because it's a great website to actually just go to feel happy. You've got your blogs, you've got all sorts of links. Well, there you go. Emma, it's been fantastic touching base with you this morning. Have you had a reasonably interesting and inspiring package yourself? Has it been okay for you?
It's been absolutely fantastic, but now all I can do is think about holidays and my next one.
So can we prevail upon your good self to come along and join us in the not too distant future and repeat the experience? Hey, Emma Kenny will return. Yay!